A big thank you, Tom, for joining us. And how's this week been?
It's been a good week, yeah. We've we had a good chat about the result against Leamington. Obviously, it was a disappointing result. I didn't think it was a poor performance in touch. I just thought we didn't get the rub of the green in the final third. I thought that we kept the ball well. We created some good chances. It just wasn't dropping for us, and we've got to learn from that. So we've had two good training sessions. We've given a couple of lads that have played a lot of minutes nights off. And we're preparing well as we can.
It is. I'm sorry to keep asking you the same questions week after week, but away form,
yep.
Tom. it's a barrier that we need to get over. And you said, I think after Leamington, that it just takes one result, and then the whole thing will fall into line. Going to Tamworth, it's another 3G pitch. What's your take on that side of things when it comes to going to a place like Tamworth and their pitch?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, having a 3G pitch can sometimes give you a home advantage, but we train on it week in, week out, so we're not strangers to it. We've got some players that will suit that pitch down to the ground, so we're not worried in that respect. Yeah, we spoke about it a lot, myself, Tom and Jack, and trying to get our heads around it. Tomorrow we're trying to set off a little bit later to try to give the lads a little bit more time in bed. We've got some food prepped for them, so we know exactly what kind of food they're eating and eating at the right time. So we're trying, we're working on it. It's been very, very disappointing away from home. I was literally just saying to somebody, I've not experienced the coach journey where we've won away from home as a manager, and it's disappointing because you turn a couple of them draws into wins and a couple of them loses into points, and you're looking at the other end of the table. So they're the fine margins that we've got to get right. So hopefully, maybe them little changes will help us going into tomorrow. We'll just have to see. It's a massive game for us, and the lads know exactly what's at stake. It's a six-pointer, if ever there were a six-pointer. So we're excited about it, and hopefully we can break this duck and we can go on the table and look a little bit healthier tomorrow night.
I mean, one question I was going to ask you as well, because obviously you're new to this when it comes to managing a squad and that kind of thing. How difficult is it to view a league table? I mean, do you even look at the league table and go for the ins and outs of what each result means, or do you think it's just best just to put that to one side and I don't mean to use a Kenny Dalglishism, but just to use each game as it comes, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you've got to try just concentrate on yourself, especially at this time of season. But it's very difficult not to look at the tables, and you look at results like last night, Telford picking up a win, and obviously sometimes the results don't go for you, but yeah, I mean, you try not to. You take every game like you're playing against top of the league, but you do see the table, and teams are in and around you for a reason. They're not picking up points when they need to be, so it's going to be a proper relegation scrap tomorrow, I'm afraid. Hopefully, we'll be coming out on top of it.
Well, at least the pitch will be in a better state than it was at Leamington. Anyway, that's
yeah,
that's
definitely. Yeah, I mean, the pitch over the last few months have not been great. It's been a bog, but hopefully now, especially on a pitch like that, that'll suit our ball players down to the ground.
And obviously, we spoke after Leamington, and we were talking about that York match that was going to be played on Monday. That obviously went out the window with the weather. What does that mean for yourself and preparation? Because obviously, you know, you had that coach journey back. You don't get to see the players, and then all of a sudden, you can see them again on Tuesday without having to play a team chasing a promotion spot. So was that a mixed blessing, do you feel, that postponement for Monday?
Probably, to be honest. We had a couple of little knocks that might not have recovered in time for that game. So yeah, probably for us, but then you look at York and the big lad up front is Parkin, is it?
Yeah, why
they're lined up. So I think I'm getting the right guy. I think he was out for that game, so he might be back when the players now. So swings and roundabouts, it was technically good for us. We've had a couple of knocks that have now recovered, which will be fit for tomorrow. The likes of Linney and Jamal. I had a little knock on my heel, which would have probably kept me out from at least starting on Monday. So yeah, it's worked well for us, but it's probably worked well for them as well.
And how rude of me! Steve Irwin obviously was missing on Saturday. Have we got any nice news?
Yeah, he will be. He'll be there available for tomorrow. I don't know how much sleep he's had in the last week, but he'll be available for selection.
A big congratulations to the Irwins, anyway.
And
another player who came on Saturday, we discussed it in the post match interview, was Tatum, he offered a bit of spark in the attack, not to preempt your team selection, but he must have put himself in a position where he's in contention for place in the squad tomorrow.
Yeah, he's a good lad, he's Sam, and he's come back with a superb attitude. And he's in contention tomorrow. This pitch will suit him down to the ground. He's a quick lad, he's pacey. And he was superb in training on Thursday night when we were doing some crossing and finishing and things like that. So, yeah, he's put himself right back in the frame, yeah.
And finally, any injuries, any suspensions going into tomorrow's crucial six-pointer?
Danny Rackey, I believe, is suspended for tomorrow. Apart from that, we've just got people returning, no fresh injuries.
There we go. Well, Tom Greaves, a big thank you for joining us, and you have a good night's sleep, and we'll speak to you tomorrow at the game.
You will. Tom, thanks, man.